Jane Story is a movement and performance coach and the creator of the Qi Performance Methodology, a unique approach to sports enhancement which helps to bring the mental and technical aspects of sport together. Her work is based on more than three decades of personal research, training and coaching, helping sports people perform in a way that's effortless, even under the most intense pressure. Jane's clients include tour professionals and competitive amateur golfers, PGA coaches, elite-level tennis players and athletes from a variety of sports, from gymnastics to swimming. Her performance practice series of best-selling books, Breathe Golf, Connected Golf and The Athlete's Ascent, are available in audio, Kindle and paperback. Get them online and in your favourite bookstore.
Hello and welcome to today's episode. I've been sending out a regular newsletter to my followers for many years now, and I'm happy to say that they always get a good open rate, in fact almost 60%, and they're very well received. Readers often get in touch or send me questions about their performance practice, and I do the occasional half-price sale on my products. But every now and then, something really captures people's attention. And when I put out a newsletter recently entitled Notes on a Performance Practice, based on some feedback today's guest gave me on the work that we've been doing together, the response from my readers was off the charts. In fact, I must thank him again as it brought me in several new students. So thank you very much, Joe. Before I introduce today's guest, I'd like to read, in brief, the notes that he sent me following a series of coaching sessions we had together on Zoom, and which I sent out to my subscribers. If you want to get on that list, just go to the website to sign up, and I'll also send you a free extract of my latest training guide for golf and sport. So here are the notes. The coaching session notes arranged in 10 brief points. And I'm going to read these before I introduce our guest today. Number one, my daily meditation is my appointment with myself. Number two, I will try to practice at the same time each day and rise 30 minutes early to keep the appointment when I know I have a busy day or a long drive ahead. Number three, I can learn to break the tension I feel in my mind by committing to this quiet time each day. I also know that I can go to prayer along with awareness of my breath at night when I cannot sleep. Number four, all breakthroughs in life occur with a quiet mind and not through brainstorming or overthinking. 5. I must remember Jack Nicklaus's advice about swing feelings rather than swing thoughts. Number 6. The movement I'm looking for isn't so much a swing, more of a wind-up than a release. Number 7. As my tendency is to rush from the top, I can take a slight pause and start the downswing by finding my feet, particularly keeping my weight on the balance point mentioned in Connected Golf. Number 8. Emptying the chest and re-engaging with the dantian during this pause really helps me use the legs and ground so I can transfer my weight from the front foot to initiate. It feels much more dynamic like this. Number 9. Meditation helps develop a sustained awareness, which is crucial as I want to remain aware of my dantian and my breathing from the setup when I inhale through impact when I exhale. Number 10. This sustained awareness cannot coexist alongside a busy mind. Now, let me introduce today's guest, Joe Griffith. Joe Griffith retired from a 40-year career with JP Morgan 2 years ago. He currently manages his working ranch in the Texas Hill Country. He raises cattle and exotic game for sale to other property owners. Joe has played golf for over 50 years. He competed on his high school golf team and played to a low single-digit handicap. Given time constraints, his golf was very limited during most of his banking career. A year following retirement from banking, he had knee replacement surgery, but since then he's refocused on the game he loves the most. So hello, Joe, and thank you for joining me.
Hello, Jane. It's great to be here.
Good, thank you. Before we start going through the questions, and I know you want to tell us about your recollections of a famous 1960 golf tournament, did you have any reflections on those performance practice notes that I read out?
No. Other than, yeah, I really do try to follow all of them. None of them have really changed since I sent to you. I think that, you know, it is interesting as we talk through this, focus a little more. It all really comes down and starts with the practice. And I do feel like, and I say practice, the what I think of practice is Jane's practice,
okay,
meditation. It's something that I find when I do it, which is most of the time, I feel like I'm much better in my golf game and much better in life. And we can talk about that a little bit, because I do think it goes far beyond golf for me.
Sure.
But on the times that I've missed, in fact, just this past week, I was extremely hectic. I didn't get up 30 minutes early this past week to do my practice, and it's slipped. I spend a lot of time in Dallas, but most of the time at the ranch. But this past week I was in Dallas and had a large number of things to do, and I slipped away from my practice. And I did squeeze in three rounds of golf. And the golf was probably the worst that I've played in the last 6 months. And it was, I think, directly related to a busy mind, to a mind that was racing and not focused on the things that have led to better golf for me. And I've seen that over the past year, where I've started really playing again and getting through my knee problems, that when I practice, the game itself goes so much better. And I do practice most every morning. I try to hit 6 days a week. But on those days that I miss, where I get rushed, there's a dramatic difference in the results on the golf course. And in fact, my wife frequently says when I'm running around trying to get things done when I haven't practiced, she said, "You missed Jane this morning, didn't you?" So it's something that's a big part.
Like
of
I said last time when Chad was here from Hawaii, his wife was thanking me. So it's very interesting how all the guys are calming down.